hey, here's an audio-only episode. We're on our way to...
Weatherford, Texas.
Weatherford, Texas. This is Andrew, Matt, and our special guest, Brandon Whitaker, the funny Brandon on Instagram. Also, is it thefunnybrandon.com or Brandon?
Everywhere. Thefunnybrandon.com,
not brandonwhitaker.net. Okay. We were just talking about booking, traveling, people opening for people, and Austin comedy scene and the mothership and a bunch of shit. So we're just going to get back to that while we're recording and pretend we're not recording. No, I mean, I think a lot of people are going to the mothership and almost prematurely, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like if you get really good first and then you start showing up places like that, and then there's still progress. Like, I think those guys are looking for progress, but the reason you would want to go to the mothership is to get the right people to see you do comedy, right? So to me, there'd be no point in me going unless it's for a 2 to 5 minute thing. Like, I could do their open mic. I'd probably be a little nervous, but, like, I'd be confident that I can do a not embarrassing 4 to 5 minutes. But if I don't start wasting all my money by going down there and staying in a hotel for 3 nights every 2 weeks for another 6 months to a year, and then I start hitting it really hard, if I get to go up 3 or 4 times in a row, and then I kind of disappear for a couple months, and then I come back, and they see progress, I think that's better than going in shitty, and then they see some progress, or going in good and just staying the same level of good. Does that make sense?
Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, you think that it's better to do some growing there instead of going there already as good as you can get.
Yeah, I would say hit the middle. I would say get to where you're good enough that they're going to be impressed, but that you still have room for growth.
Right.
Because if you go there, like if I went right now, my first, like let's say Joe Rogan's just sitting in the back of the room, nobody knows, or he's up in the fucking things, and I don't know he's there, I'm at an open mic, and I just eat shit. And he's up there dying laughing because he's seen, like, oh man, I remember when I was like that. That's awful. I would much rather...
You're going to make nobody except for Joe Rogan laugh.
I don't know. I feel like that was a negative fantasy.
What he's saying is that Joe Rogan's laughing at the fact that he's...
Yeah, no, I'm saying Joe Rogan would be there going like...
I thought you were like, he's the only one that's going to understand my jokes.
No! No, I'm saying like when you're at the point where your every third set is a shit show, and then somebody like Joe Rogan sees you do your shit show, their first impression of you, if they paid attention... is burned into their head as the guy that was eating shit for an entire 4 minutes and couldn't handle it.
Right.
So if you can get to where that never happens, or not never, but is rare, and then you go do it, and you still have a little room for progress, you're not, you know, I'm not saying wait till you've been doing comedy 23 years, but, like, I would say we only know 5 people that I think it's a good time for them to go try to put themselves in front of Tony Hinchcliffe and whoever's headlining there that night, and Joe Rogan, and people that can help you. I feel like if you suck at comedy, probably don't go there yet. And if you're good enough that you can't improve, then you'd already be good enough to be there. You know, like, but you have to figure out when you're at that spot. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So let's say you were on Kill Tony, like you just, your name got pulled from the bucket. What's your 1 minute joke going to be? What joke are you doing?
Ashes. I'd polish it out first, but I can make it work in a minute, and it's very endable at almost any time as long as I already got that ransom money. Like, as long as I get the ransom money in less than 60 seconds, I can end it at any time. There's a lot of, like, 10-second bursts that are added to it. So I'd have to restructure the order of it to make sure that part hits about 30, 40 seconds in, but that's a joke I can move on the fly without even prepping for it that I think I would do okay. I don't think I'd do great, but I think I would survive. If I knew I was going to do Kill Tony in a month, all I would work on for the month is that joke. And every day before I go to bed, I would spend 2 hours rewriting that joke until I thought it was impossible to make it better. And then I'd ignore it for a week, and then I'd try it one time on stage. Because, like, if I beat it to death, it's just going to get worse. But I don't have any other joke I can think of. I would do, what's your 1 minute?
I would have to write something for it. I don't think I have anything that I would consider good enough to do 1 minute.
Right.
I think I also wouldn't. I would either want several very short, hard-hitting jokes, bam, 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 you know, 15 to 20-second long jokes that you can get 3 of them in, or one joke that's just got tag, 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 tag.
Yeah. So that's, that would probably be the smart structure. It would be like John Carden's jokes, three or four of them that I've seen, have setup, punchline, tag just as strong as the punchline, followed by 25 fucking tags just as strong as the punchline. Like, it's insane. Like, no breaks for setups, just, you're done laughing? Here's more. Here's more. And he keeps fucking feeding it to you. And he can take those jokes. Now, the one I'm thinking of right now, he could not do in 1 minute. He couldn't set it up in 1 minute.
Right.
But if he could figure out, or if anybody could figure out a structure where it's like, really quick setup, like the penis dog thing. Like, that's a really quick setup. I feel like having a penis is kind of like having a dog. Punchline, tag, 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 tag. And really, I do it. It's not even, like, I don't even know what's going to hit.
That wouldn't be a bad joke. You could do that in a minute.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad one, but I feel like it's not an incredibly brilliant joke, and there's no truth. I mean, there's truth to it, but, like, the fact that the ashes thing is real makes it fun for me. Right. Like, the fact that I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to do, that my mother-in-law would fully embrace and approve of, that everybody thinks I'm a fucked-up, dark person, but they're still laughing.
Yeah.
Is a good feeling. I really like that. I know that sounds weird, but, like, to me, that makes it a special joke. And then, like, a lot of other shit I do is just like, oh, I came up with that. Like, I'm not going to go up there and be like, so, my buddy just got a, I just got a phone call from my buddy, right? And his name's Zach. And he's now, he got a job at the golf pro, so he's pro Zach. Like, I don't see that working out in a minute show. Like,
in a position like that, it has to be one really strong joke with tags,
yeah,
or three really strong, really short jokes.
Yeah.
What are you throwing, Brandon?
First, I think you should do your sex swing joke, because you can do that one in a minute. And
yeah, but it doesn't hit hard enough.
Yeah, but the end of it with the 30 minutes or less,
and
the, all that, those are pretty good at the end of it.
Yeah.
But I'll do my Trump joke. I could shave it down to a minute pretty easy. About him going to jail.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to think of it. Yeah, because he would run the fucking thing, too.
And
yeah,
then as soon as I get the little meow, I would end it on the make a block great again. That's the hardest part in that joke.
What time does the meow come? Right at a minute? Or
yeah,
you have like
right at a minute.
And you can wrap it up then, within 10 seconds and they're cool?
Yeah, and then you get the like California bear or whatever.
That's weird. I would not want to get the bear. Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like that, I feel like the guys that do really well at that either aren't taking it seriously and just happen to fit the very short and sweet kind of joke category, or they obsessively try to write 1 minute bits that work just for that. But my thing is, like, and I don't know if anybody else thinks this way, but half my jokes I don't think are keepers. I just need them. Like, half my jokes I don't want to get rid of, and then the other half, I'm just like, I just need that to fill time until I have another one of the keepers. Like, I would say I probably, every set I do, I only plan to continue to use for a long time maybe half the jokes. Most of them, in my mind, are going away in 6 weeks or 2 months or 5 months. Like, not very long, though. Like, a lot of them I don't think I'm going to have in a year. And that's just like somebody says, do 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, I don't have 10 minutes worth of all killers that I know these people haven't heard yet. And that's the only problem with, the narrow field in which I'm seeing a lot of the same audiences.
Yeah. I got this... this dream of going to Kill Tony and doing like my killer little 1 minute and Red Band booking me for like 5 minutes on a feature show or something, and then like that's how I take off. They're like, oh shit, this guy's kind of funny.
How's Red Band's club doing? Like, I know I've seen some pictures from it.
He books people straight from Kill Tony to his club.
Right.
That's like my whole goal going on there would be to get booked in his club, you know?
You know, I mean, I would definitely say try that, but you could also circumvent that a little bit and go, he has an open mic, right?
Probably.
It's probably easier to get on his open mic.
Secret show.
Yeah. Get on the open mic as much as possible. Plan one. Figure out what day everything is. Do the most strategic 3-day patch you can. And plan 1 3-day trip per month where you go. Do you have like a Planet membership or anything?
No, I have to get a gym membership.
Well, I was going to say, get a gym membership.
Yeah.
Sleep in your car.
I got the Y. They're probably got
the
top-ass Y in Austin.
Well, I mean, you could also do like really cheap hotels.
They
I
like sleep on the street in a tent.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Right?
No, that is popular there. I would personally get a hotel and just be like, fuck, I'll never be rich again. But
what do you mean again?
I was rich at one point. I like to remind both of you. Wait, what's rich?
Picture didn't happen. That's what I got to
say. Oh, I don't have any pictures. The most money I have in a picture is not much money at all. Do people take pictures of their money? Like big
rappers do. Yeah.
I used to be black. No, for real though, like I would probably just say, just for the comfort of whatever, I would get a $150 a night-ish hotel, which in Austin is like a $60 a night hotel. Like, it's not going to be very nice. Or I would find somebody I could stay with, which you could do pretty easily. Like, actually, if it was just me and I'm not bringing the kids, I could probably stay with three or four people that I barely know out there just because they've met me once. And I go, hey, I'm just crashing for like 3 days. I promise I'll be a very clean and unannoying neighbor or tenant, whatever, and I'll give you $10. Every day I'll give you $10 and I'll use your shampoo. And I don't need a lot because I don't have hair. And then I'll jerk you off. And eventually I'd get a house. Like, without jerking people off, you think I could get a house there?
I think without jerking people off, you could, yeah.
I could probably stay under Bobby Caparo's car. He's a really good tattoo artist out there that has a podcast that I'm really excited that he wants me to go on, but don't know when I'm going to do it yet. But
I would just find the cheapest motel I could find.
I would probably...
And not, because I don't like staying with people that I don't know very well.
When you stay at like a cheap motel, do you bring your own blanket or anything, or you just trust the sheets?
No, I just...
I got bed bugs once. I don't do cheap hotels.
I just fucking shoved it. Dude, we got bed bugs once too, and we weren't staying in cheap hotels.
That actually happened.
Like, fucking shit happens.
They didn't...
It is fun. I thought... I very seriously was thinking about just burning my fucking house down. I was like, I'm so fucking frustrated by this process.
Yeah, it's like a lot.
We threw away all of our furniture. We threw away all the bits. I mean, it was fucking...
You know you can just turn the heater up to like 90 for like 2 days?
Yeah.
And it did it not work? Did y'all try that?
There's like, shit that I learned. Like,
oh, you learned that after?
I learned that a lot. It was... I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
Well, that's... It depends on when it was, but like YouTube might not have been as big. Like, how to get rid of bed bugs probably wasn't a TikTok thing back then.
Yeah.
But now you can type in how to get rid of bed bugs, and they probably show you a video of how to get rid of bed bugs. How do people eat with two hands while they drive?
You drive with their knee.
I mean, I can...
You don't drive with your hands?
No, I never use my hands when I'm driving, but I don't eat.
You could if you ate in your car.
Do most people actually keep their hands on the wheel when they're driving down the highway?
I think most people do.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I drive by myself... I smoke out of my pipe.
Mm.
I'll grind weed, all that. Like, just drive with my knees.
I would not do any of that. I barely text and drive.
I look over the other day. Andrew's got his seat scooted all the way back with his legs crossed. Like, he's got, you know, where he got one foot, not crossed down below.
Yeah.
He's got 1 foot up on his knee. he can barely touch the steering wheel with his hand. And I'm like, this motherfucker looks like he's laid back to watch a movie.
Right. Well, I got to.
What happens when you drive luxury cars?
That's what happens when you drive as much as I used to drive. You get to a point where you just think of a car as a bed, and you think of a bed as a place to crash for 20 minutes. Like, I used to drive so much that I actually probably got the same amount of sleep driving as I did in my bed. Like, not even exaggerating. Like, it was insane. I know you used to drive a lot, too. Like, when I was just... Wichita Falls runs wasn't that big of a deal, but I'd be coming home at 3 or 4 in the morning, so it kind of sucked, because I'm waking up at, like, 8. I used to go to a lot of conventions, and I would do a week of work leading up to the convention, pick up an extra day or two, and then I would leave on a Wednesday night or a Thursday morning early, drive to wherever it is, no matter where it's at in the country. I'd basically leave night before, same day, after working the night before. And then I would get there, work 3 days, drive back, and then like a few weeks later, we'd be going on a road trip to fucking Tennessee or something. And it always just was back to back to back to back. Like, I was only home, I'd say 2017 to 19, I was probably only home like 5 to 8 months out of the year at most. And now I'm home like 11 months out of the year. Like, I might be gone a collective 6 weeks out of the year, maybe. Which is probably good. Also cheaper.
Yeah. Traveling ain't cheap.
No. Especially not anymore. Used to be not too bad. There's a Miata. All right, so, Brandon, let's say hypothetically, you get on Kill Tony, Brian Redband loves you, puts you up. He would start with, like, 5-minute spots and stuff. You get a 5-minute spot. That goes well. Do you know where it goes from there? Like, how, like, for other people or what would normally happen?
No idea.
You just wanted to go there.
I would be envisioning he would be like, hey, you want a spot to be a regular? And then I would have to figure out how to change my life to be regular. If I had like a 2 days, you know, at his spot.
Mm. You could do 2 days a week and still do everything you're doing.
Still drive back and forth, but yeah. I also...
If they were in a row.
I might see if I could get my own apartment down there and then just move in with my girlfriend. And then my rent is in Austin.
Yeah, your rent checks
I have a bachelor pad in Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Actually, for the amount of time you'd be spending there, those extended stay places that are...
Yeah.
That do... You could... What the hell? If you did it all the right way... You could probably work it out where you go, hey, I know this seems odd, and I know you're giving me a great opportunity, I'm asking for a lot, but could I come do 4 days in a row every 2 weeks instead of 2 weeks, 2 days every, you know, something like that. And then you just get one of those really cheap places that you rent for the week, and it's cheaper for the week than it would be 4 days. Like, there's a lot of those, and they're not in Austin, but they're close enough. Like, I wouldn't stay at one in Austin because it's still unbearable.
See, I wonder if I could get an apartment... An Airbnb when I'm not there.
You'd have to find somebody to clean it, but yes, for sure.
Yeah, there's cleaning services.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's the only thing that would make it not super easy. Because I wouldn't want any
personal stuff down there.
This road's going to sound really loud on the fucking podcast. This road sucks balls.
That's where my vision goes.
Okay. But yeah, I don't... I mean...
Or, I move to Oklahoma City, and I become a regular up there.
Well, you can just drive to Oklahoma City right now. That's cheaper than moving.
Yeah, my problem is driving back. You know, just like at night, I start getting tired.
At 10?
Yeah, sometimes I fall asleep when I'm driving.
Have you ever tried...
That has something to do with marijuana, I think.
No, it's the alcohol. Like, if I drink like 2 or 3 beers, I get so sleepy.
What if you just don't drink?
Well, I'm not drinking today.
Oh, okay. I mean... Well, if you do, one of us will drive home. It's not a big deal. But... If I were you, I would just not drink on comedy nights and get a weird, like, caffeine gum habit going. Find the right mix where it wears off by midnight and shit.
Matt does beef jerky.
Mountain Dew and beef jerky. That's how I drive.
Mountain Dew will keep you awake.
Man, I saw beef jerky on YouTube and it was like $68.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, why? What the fuck is the deal with that? You showed me that. I was like, what the fuck is... Because it's the same thing it's always been, right? It's just dehydrated meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like what could you do to it to make it not Lowry's? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know.
When I was a kid, we ate a ton of Lowry's beef jerky as soon as my mom got her eBay hustle going so we could afford food. So she started buying that and microwavable things. We didn't have to cook all the time. It's pretty cool.
It's like, I've been telling Tana for a while, because I used to make beef jerky all the time. I've been talking to her, I mean, I just need to get another dehydrator.
Yeah.
Start making my own beef jerky again. Yeah. I'd save a ton of money, because I buy beef jerky every time I go somewhere.
I didn't know it was that expensive, though. I thought it was almost the same price.
Even like the little bags like that are like $22.
God.
The deal he's talking about is one of those plastic tubes like it loves.
Mm-hmm.
Needs a pound.
Is it?
Maybe. But still, I mean, what's another food that costs that much per pound? Like
caviar.
Yeah, I was gonna say like high-end steak isn't that much unless it's cooked for you. Like if you go to a restaurant and they fucking do all the other shit, yeah, you could get it that much. But if you bought your own steak and it cost $65 for a 1 pound steak, I would think you're insane.
This is literally the same meat as a steak,
right?
Dehydrated.
Well, I guess it would take more than one steak to make it because it gets lighter when you dehydrate it. But like, still, it seems fucking dumb to me. I would say. Beef jerky is still a good habit, but all I'm saying is, like, if you're thinking about the options of, and I know these are all hypotheticals, moving to Austin, get a bachelor pad in Austin, moving to Oklahoma City, all these, driving to Oklahoma City 2 or 3 times a week, you can do with your current schedule.
Yeah, that's why I bought this car.
Yeah, just
be the back and forth.
Yeah, car. Comfortable car, decent gas mileage. I'm assuming, not terrible.
Let's see what we get right now. Right now we are on 22 miles a gallon.
That's not bad. Like, for what gas prices are right now, it's not bad. Trump's going to be in office again in about 8 months.
No, he's ineligible now because of the pending charges in Georgia.
As long as they're over, he'll be good, right?
They're doing something about it. They put the court date right before some election day or something to where, like, they screwed him. Like, there's no way.
Okay. Can he be vice president?
Probably. I don't know.
Then he's going to be the vice president. That dude from Florida is going to be the president. Gas prices are going to be $2.33.
There ain't no way that his ego would allow him to be vice president.
I agree with that. What is the current gas price? 320-something? 330-something?
I don't even know.
I bet it's
going to look at gas prices. I pull in, I get what I'm going to get.
Same.
Wichita Falls was 318.
Okay.
But in town, it was like $3.25 or something.
Okay. Well, we know for the way back, Wichita Falls is a good place to get gas. Oh, dang. Let's see what this is at.
So if you were going to have, like, Matt.
Yeah.
What is your path to stardom look like? You're already voted Oklahoma's best comedian.
Yeah, I really have been hoping, like, that one of you guys would just fucking
blow up
your
and bring
sail. You? Yeah, if one of y'all can catch a lot of wind in your sail and take off, I'll just grab onto your shirt tail and go. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, I'm going to probably get, like, way tighter shirts like Matt Rife. So, I don't know if there will be room for you to grab onto it. Because if I get that popular, I'm also getting...
You're kind of welcome around here.
I'm getting plastic surgery. I'm getting brand new teeth. And I think I'm already pretty good looking. And I'm getting an airbrush six-pack. How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
So, let's say hypothetically, everybody you know in comedy dies.
Yeah.
Then... what do you think the path could look like? Because I kind of want to hear this now.
Well, I mean, the question is, why did everybody in comedy die?
I'm going to guess COVID. Yeah,
maybe if I become a comedian, I'll die too. I don't know.
I mean, I think you're technically a comedian, right?
I think
it's very hard for me to consider myself a comedian.
I get that. What do you think?
Right now, my idea is to obviously continue booking as many shows as we can on our own and just keep getting out there and trying to build a fan base the best we can. I also have recently come into possession of the guy who does all of the booking for Bark Entertainment, his personal email.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm fixing to be sending him some stuff.
So you want to hear a cool thing about that? You know who Gabriel Rutledge is?
Who?
Gabriel Rutledge?
No.
So he's the guy we went to see when we saw John Carden for the first time. And I had never heard of him. He looked familiar. I thought he was amazing. Great comic. He was hitting the Looney Bin circuit right before that.
Yep.
That was one that was probably within a year of his first, like, A-list nice clubs things. He's passed at the Cellar now. He lives in, like, I'm going to be wrong, but I want to say, like, Washington, maybe? And then flies to New York, like, every week for shows.
There's a train from Washington to New York. It's only a 3-hour train.
Maybe he trains.
A train from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
To New York?
Yeah, no, he lives in Washington State. I think, like, Spokane area.
I was like, how fucking fast would a train have to go?
I wasn't going to question it on a podcast.
To New York. I forgot we had a state called Washington.
So I was doing math in my head, and my brain was at 350 miles an hour. I think it might be possible. And I was trying to do, like...
Yeah, those Tokyo trains, man.
They go 3+.
Well, bullet train.
I thought we might have something here. But no, what I'm saying is he went from Looney Bin comic, which no shade on Looney Bin, but, like, it's a different level. Like, we know people that could hit the Looney Bin circuit, no problem. He went from that to a couple gigs at places like Bricktown to... passed at the Cellar, like, all in a year. Because he grew as fast as the fucking opportunities did. Because he was already really good, just people didn't know about him.
Right.
And, I mean, he's not getting a Netflix special next year or anything, but I bet he's making 85 times what he was making 3 years ago.
Right.
And I think that's all you need. So, what are we going to do with this Bark Entertainment phone number there? What are you... get on some Bark shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to just see if I can't. Because the other idea is, like, I know that I need to be going to Oklahoma City more,
mm-hmm.
and just, like, hitting their open mic every time I get a chance. And then maybe get a host spot, and then maybe, you know, get a
They just want repetition spot. Really,
like,
bad.
It's just like the slow grind of doing that. But then not letting all the other ideas go at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I think
this next 40 miles is fucking boring.
Is it?
Yeah. All the way to Jasper.
This whole drive is pretty fucking boring.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in a while, but I'm starting to go, oh yeah, I know where we're at.
I think there's, like, levels of clubs. You know, like, let's say an A club is, like, the Cellar, the Store, the Mothership, right? Then the B clubs would be, like, the Laughing Skull in Atlanta, probably Brick Town, right? And then like there's sea level clubs. There's one in Atlanta called the Punchline.
Mm-hmm. Punchline's big.
Yeah, but I think maybe what if we just like randomly started, like if we made, so tonight I want to try to film like a promo reel of like a 10-15 second commercial of just like what a fun comedy show looks like from my Peacock. And we had that, and then like a little marketing kit, little EPK for the comedians, and we submit it to these random like C-level clubs in like Denver, right? I don't mind taking a weekend vacation to Denver.
Me either. The only downside is they're probably not concerned with how good you are at those clubs. They're probably concerned with how many tickets can you move? How many followers do you have? Who knows you? Do we already recognize your name? That being said, if you, as an individual, send shit out there, you could almost for sure get like a host set with the right video and shit. They'll give you a shot. And then if you do good, the thing is you have to do good on all these trial runs, and you have, it's hundreds of them. Like there's, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do comedy for like 3 years and then shit just blows up and they didn't quit their day job right before shit blew up. Like I feel like you kind of have to dive all in for it to really work. But usually there's signs there from, I mean, there's a couple people I'd like to interview so I could ask more questions. That house is fucking huge. Or is that a church?
House.
Holy fuck.
That guy was wobbly on that motorcycle, did you see that?
Yeah. But yeah,
I have emailed videos and clips and shit to, I mean, by the thousands. No exaggeration, I've probably sent between 1,500 and 2,000 emails out to various clubs numerous times. Like, I mean, just any place that has fucking comedy on a regular basis on top of the comedy clubs. Those places get so many emails a day, they don't sift through them all. So
right.
If they don't recognize your name, that you're probably not going to get looked at. And then if they do, like, oh, shit, I think I've heard this name, but they go and they look, and you've only got 1,500 followers, they skip it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with being funny.
Right. Well, it does once they know all the other criteria's in.
Right.
Like, once they get everything else they need to sell tickets, once they have, you have 50-plus thousand followers on everything, you've had 5 or 6 YouTube videos that got over 1 million views, you've been at this club, open for that guy. Once you have all that, then funny's a factor. But funny's very subjective. So they're looking at it. Who's the guy looking at what's funny is another problem.
Would it be more beneficial then, instead of spending money on going to all these different places, right? Like the money it's going to cost to come down here, should we just be buying followers on Instagram and Facebook?
No.
Because
it does no good.
But that'll boost your numbers.
Yeah, not really.
They can see that they're bought.
It'll also kill your fucking account. Yeah. So you buy a bunch of followers, your account will go basically dormant. Like people won't actually, like real people won't see your shit. I know a guy personally that bought about 15,000 followers because he was working with some people that all had more followers than him, and he just thought, and this is tattooing, but he just thought it would help him, you know, look more official. He's not a very vain person. He wasn't like, I'll be cool as fuck. He was just like, I have 600, they all have 6,000. Let's fucking get up with them. And if he posts something, I post something, and then Chris posts something, they all get close to the same views if it's just a normal post. So there isn't like a huge thing. And I have 19-ish thousand. Chris has a couple hundred. And then this guy has, I think, maybe 1,000 real followers and the rest is fake. But nothing new ever comes to his account. It just shows his followers. So some of those are bots seeing his things. So it throws off your numbers. It fucks everything up. But what it also does is every couple years, Instagram goes in and cleans out, and you have me, guy that patiently, now I will say I've paid for advertising on Instagram. Like I've been like, hey, here's $50, post my thing. Probably 100 times. But that's like paying to get your thing seen by a magazine, but the new version. There was a guy in Lawton that you definitely know who is, that had like 30,000 followers or 50,000 followers or something on Instagram. Instagram went and cleaned out a bunch of shit. I lost about 800 followers in one night. Those are bots. I didn't know they were bots, but that's what happens. Like, you do get some. He lost everything but 1,600. Like, he had, like, 15 times more followers. I had a couple thousand. And his account is a piece of shit still. So I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, if Instagram knows what they're doing, if they're looking at it going, hey, that's not how you get there. But I know it hasn't worked in about 5 years for anybody. That being said, if this was 6 years ago, it would fucking work great. Like, it would be huge. And it might work on other platforms. But it'll fucking destroy your numbers on Instagram. And, I mean, it makes sense that it would. Like, if I'm Instagram, I don't want you to be able to fake it. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, I feel like I rambled a lot trying to explain it, but if you're going to do that, you could put your money into really smart advertising, and you could get somebody like Caleb to come video crazy shit with his crazy camera, and my thing would be spend money trying to go viral. Take the same money, figure out things you could do that might go viral, might be a better
approach. How do we go viral?
I don't know. That's where you have to come in with a fresh idea. How do we go viral?
Here's what I'm going to do.
Masturbate.
I'm going to get video content at the same time of developing followers. Kind of like the videos I've been watching. Mm-hmm. Like when you go to Walmart, you know, hey, you want a free tattoo and you want to record it? I'm going to go around to people and go, hey, I'm just trying to up my followers. Can I get you to go follow Matt?
And make a video of you asking, I want one follower today at Target. Can you please follow me? And then you video you walking them through how to find you.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
So, because you think about, like, if you just, like, I used to think about this all the time. When I was a kid, when I was going door to door selling shit for school or selling shit, I was like, if I went to every house in Lawton and just said, hey, we're doing a fundraiser, can you donate $1?
You have a fuckload of dollars.
Yeah, if everybody gets, like, from the hill, you get $25,000.
And that's if, let's say, half of them do. That's still a lot of dollars.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. Like, if I can get half of Lawton just to follow me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not asking you to come to shit. I'm not asking you to buy shit. Just half of Lawton to just follow my Instagram page or follow me on Facebook. If I can get 50,000 followers, it doesn't matter that they're all in the exact same fucking town.
No, that helps. Because then when you do a show within 3 hours a year, you have 50,000 people that know about it.
Right.
Here's...
So one thing I was thinking about is... those little pictures that you found to get printed at Walmart.
Yeah.
If we just had one that had your picture on it with your social media handles and then maybe like a QR code to take you to your page on the website or something. Yeah. And after each show, people that enjoyed you, hand them that shit so they can find you again.
Yeah.
Because they might not remember your name or, you know, because everybody's always, you hand them something, they take it. But it's like a takeaway. You know what I mean?
I think I have a very good idea that I think everybody's going to like, and it's your idea plus. I'm a competitive person. I think most of us are. We do a competition. We all do on our own YouTube channel, and then it all goes to My Peacock. The final thing goes to My Peacock, all in shorts, us trying to get followers in person. And we have days of the week, like, we go, okay, you can't, because I'm at work and Brandon's at work, you can't fucking go out and be like, all right, I'm doing it 7 days a week. We pick a day. We all go out together one day, and then the next time we go wherever the fuck we want, we pick locations and we go, we're all going to Target today. Who can get the most followers today? We tally up a score and treat it like a fucking fantasy football league, and then have people comment their bets, their guesses, whatever, and just try to get as many people involved as possible. And go, in addition to following us, if you want, you could also see, we're competing to see who can get the most followers. There's five comics going at it. So just go, my last post, we'll tell you all about it. And then you just make, or my pinned post. You pin one thing to the top of your Instagram, pin it to the top of your Facebook. My pinned post will tell you everything about it. Don't even tell these people we have YouTube. Let them get to YouTube through that, and if they're interested. So you're going to get way less of the people on the YouTube part. But you're building YouTube, you're building Instagram, you're building Facebook, and you're having a fun, friendly competition, which motivates everybody to fucking do some shit.
Right.
Because, like, I mean, there's so much stuff I want to get done that I want to do to promote things, but it's like, I got to pick one of the 40 once a week. Like, I don't have that many days I can just go out and do that. But I'd rather do that than tattoo you. Like, we were supposed to do that tattoo that I've been talking about the video for fucking 2 months.
Yeah.
We could pick the same day we were going to do that and just run out there and fucking... And we could also do people that are in other towns. Or you could make this grow to where it's like, hey, Austin versus Lawton. Like, if you're in Austin, you can't get more people to follow you than somebody in Lawton. Like, that's crazy because there's so many people there. So you could go to the mall in Austin and see 20,000 people in one day, or you could go to Walmart, and if you're lucky, you'll see 1,000. So we would be at a great disadvantage, but if we still had the work ethic and charisma to win, people might actually get interested in that.
Right.
Do you like that idea, Brandon?
I think we could have that. That'd be fun.
I mean, what could we do? What's something like that that we could do that would be better? Like, I'm just spitballing ideas.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a QR code, which I have, like, LinkedIn.
Linktree or LinkedIn?
Yeah, Linktree.
Okay.
I have a Linktree, and it's got its own, you know, it comes with its own QR code. Mm-hmm. But that goes to all of your social medias.
Right.
I think the best way to do this
one thing
is it's just going to one thing. So, like, say I need to try to build my Instagram instead of build my Facebook. So, I have a QR code made that's a link that's linked straight to my Instagram. I have this, and I have it.
Instagram makes that for you, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I have a sticker printed out and just stick it on the back, which I know they got those things now where you can just fucking bump your phone.
Put a sticker on your phone.
Put a sticker on the back of my phone and then just go around to people and go, hey, here's the deal. I'm a comedian. I'm trying to grow my followers. I'm not asking for any money. I'm not even trying to get you to come to a show unless you'd like to come to a show. But if I can get you to scan this right here and just follow my page. That's it. Just follow my page. You'd be helping me out.
Another thing you could do for a video.
I think you could get a fucking 100 people a day to do it.
Follow for $1 for a video versus follow for free. See how many people won't follow for $1. See how many people won't follow for free. And actually keep a tally. Like, I think that would be a fun thing to watch. And you could do it all in shorts and go part one, part two, part three. And then shorts just shows up everywhere. The problem with a long form video is, like, it has to be well produced and decent or really good. Like, If it's not good video work, it has to be a really good video idea.
Right.
I'm not saying this isn't a really good idea. I'm just saying this isn't, like, universal, like somebody slipping on ice and falling. That everybody wants to watch for some reason. But if you fucking nailed it down and had a sales pitch that you do every time, and you go to groups and you go, hey, I'm not trying to bother you guys, but, and you get old ladies that are like, I barely know how to work Instagram. Can you show me how to do it? And you just have somebody following you around. No need for microphones or anything elaborate. Just right here, really close, just videoing. I mean, I feel like it would blow up. I think it would be really good. And if it doesn't, you're still getting the bases. Don't worry about the video. You're still getting hundreds and hundreds of followers.
Right.
But even at $1 a piece, if you pay advertising on Facebook and Instagram, it's like you're not even going to... I mean, you can get as low as 6 cents a follower and as high as $5 a follower to, like, gain new shit when you're spending it, like, have a real ad budget.
Yeah.
It's still not super effective for new followers. Now, that might be different with other things than tattooing. I don't know. But y'all want to cut this one off, make this one episode, and then do another episode on the way to here?
Sure.
Okay. That's been episode something in the car. Sorry if it was noisy, but the roads out here suck. We're out of here.